This Diamond Insight takes us to East Carolina with Kyle Roller. Kyle, you were named the MVP of both the Cape Cod League and the Cape Cod Championship. How would you describe the summer you had out there?
I think it went pretty well. You know, I just kind of went up there and just tried to have fun and put everything into God's hands and let Him take care of everything. And just went up there with an open mind and try to go there and compete and just have a good time.
The Cape is supposed to be dominated by pitching, but you smacked 10 home runs, you slugged 644, and you had the second highest batting average, all, of course, with wooden bats. What do you attribute your success to?
To be honest with you, I mean, like I said, I just went up there and I had fun. I had no worries in the world. I kind of looked at this situation as a win-win situation with the draft and coming back to school. So, I mean, I think just me going there having fun and not trying to put so much pressure on myself helped me out a lot.
You played for the Bourne Braves, and you helped Bourne win the Cape Championship. Does it mean a little bit more to say that you helped Bourne win its first ever Cape Cod title?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. I mean, to be a part of that, to be in the best summer league in the country, and to go up there and win the championship was just amazing. And being that it was Bourne's first championship made it even better.
Beyond just winning a championship, are there any particular moments that really stand out for you from your summer there in the Cape?
I tell you what, that dog pile at the end, it just gives you chill bumps. Just to, you know, to be a part of that was just it's an amazing feeling. It's hard to describe how good that felt on the last out.
Go back to last June, talking about dog piles. You and your East Carolina teammates hosted and won a regional that included South Carolina. What was that experience like?
Oh, man, that was unbelievable. I mean, that's what baseball is all about. We were down by three going to the ninth, and a big home run by Devin Harris to tie us up, and then to come back in the next inning and hit in the winning run was just amazing. The feeling and the atmosphere, that gives you goosebumps, too.
And it's no easy task as well, because I know you guys lost a game, and so that means that you have to win some extra games, and when you're playing a team like South Carolina, that really has to kind of add to that, I would imagine.
Yeah, losing to South Carolina, it hurt us at first, but I mean, our backs was against the wall all year, and we knew what we had to do. Being at home, we had to just come back, you know, compete, and lay it all on the line every game, and we did that. We fought and scrapped to the very end, and thank God we came out on top.
When you think Conference USA, Rice is obviously one of the first things that comes to mind, but you guys, along with Southern Mississippi and Rice, all get into super regionals. Do you feel like you guys kind of made a statement for the conference?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when you get, especially Southern Miss making it to the World Series and all of us making the tournament and stuff, I mean, it sets a good example of what our conference is all about and how good we can be. And each year I think the conference is getting better and better, so I'm looking forward to see what the conference is going to be like this year.
Your fall practice is over there at East Carolina. How'd things go for you guys?
Real well. We kind of just wrapped up everything about a week ago, and now we're just focused on, you know, getting bigger and stronger and faster, and you know, this is time to rebuild and to get ready for the season.
Again, you go to a super regional. Do you kind of look at that as a building block as you get ready for 2010?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, we knew how close we were last year, and that just motivates us even to work even harder just to know that we were only two games away from reaching our goal of getting to Omaha. So, I mean, that is, you know, fuels the fire in this, and we're excited to get after it, and can't wait to get back on the diamond this year.
Kyle, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Oh, just the atmosphere that you play in every day. I mean, the crowds here are amazing, and, you know, just to say you're a college baseball player and to do things in front of 3,000 or 4,000 people on a Friday night, it's just unbelievable to explain.
What's the toughest thing?
Sometimes the pressure gets to you. You know, you got a big-time situation, you know, a game against Rice or, you know, Carolina. I mean, it's tough to come in there and execute when you have to, but you just got to, you know, do what you got to do and do things to help the team.
All right, Cal, before we wrap up, I'm going to do some word association with you. I'll throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with a Cape Cod teammate of yours, Pierre LePage.
Oh, a hustler.
East Carolina teammate, Devin Harris.
Raw.
Fenway Park.
Amazing.
North Carolina.
Competitors.
Your head coach, Billy Godwin.
Good coach.
East Carolina baseball.
Omaha bound.
Rice.
Good pitching.
And the last one, Kyle Roller.
Competitor.
Kyle Roller from East Carolina, thanks a lot. Best of luck to you and your teammates in 2010.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.